Are you exhausted from trying to make everyone happy, only to feel like you're never enough? Do you find yourself constantly apologizing and sacrificing your own needs for the sake of others? It's time to break free from the cycle of people-pleasing and reclaim your power. In this video, we'll explore the ancient philosophy of Stoicism and how it can help you stop trying to please everyone and start living a more authentic, fulfilling life. Lesson 1. Recognize the disease to please. The first step towards stopping the habit of trying to please everyone is to recognize that it is a disease, a mental burden that we impose on ourselves. It is a deep-rooted desire to be accepted, loved, and appreciated by everyone around us. But the truth is, it is impossible to please everyone, and trying to do so only leads to anxiety, stress, and disappointment. Stoicism teaches us to understand that the only thing we have control over is our own actions and reactions. We cannot control other people's opinions, thoughts, or feelings. So, seeking validation and approval from others is a futile effort that only drains our energy and distracts us from our true purpose. The disease to please is often fueled by a lack of self-worth and insecurity. We believe that if we can make others happy, we will be happy too. But this is a false belief that only perpetuates the cycle of people-pleasing. The key to breaking free from this cycle is to recognize that our self-worth comes from within, not from external sources. To recognize the disease to please, we must pay attention to our thoughts and emotions. Do we feel anxious or stressed when we think about saying no to someone? Do we feel guilty or responsible for other people's emotions? Do we find ourselves constantly seeking validation and approval from others? These are all signs of the disease to please. Once we recognize this disease, we can begin to challenge it. We can ask ourselves, why am I trying to please this person? Is it because I genuinely care about them, or is it because I am seeking their approval? By questioning our motives, we can gain clarity and make decisions that align with our true values and priorities. Lesson 2. Learn from those who stand up for themselves. One of the best ways to overcome the disease to please is to learn from those who stand up for themselves. These are people who are confident, assertive, and unapologetic about their beliefs and values. They do not seek validation or approval from others, and they are not afraid to say no when necessary. Stoicism teaches us to admire and emulate these qualities. The Stoics believe that true wisdom comes from living in accordance with nature, which means being true to ourselves and our values. They believe that the opinions of others are irrelevant and that we should focus on our own actions and character. To learn from those who stand up for themselves, we can observe their behavior and attitudes. We can notice how they communicate their needs and boundaries, how they handle conflict and criticism, and how they prioritize their own well-being and happiness. We can also seek out role models and mentors who embody these qualities. This can be someone we know personally, or it can be a public figure or historical figure who inspires us. By studying and emulating these role models, we can develop our own confidence and assertiveness. Lesson 3. Take quiet time to reflect. We're constantly bombarded with notifications, messages, and demands on our time and attention. It can be challenging to find time for ourselves, let alone take a moment to reflect on our thoughts and actions. However, taking quiet time to reflect is crucial for our mental and emotional well-being. Stoicism teaches us the importance of self-reflection and introspection. The Stoics believe that the key to a happy and fulfilling life is to know ourselves and to live in accordance with our true nature. They believe that the distractions and noise of everyday life can cloud our judgment and prevent us from seeing our true path. To take quiet time to reflect, we can establish a daily or weekly routine of meditation, journaling, or other forms of introspection. We can also seek out quiet spaces, such as parks, libraries, or nature trails, where we can be alone with our thoughts. During this quiet time, we can ask ourselves important questions, such as, what are my core values? What are my priorities? What am I grateful for? What are my strengths and weaknesses? By answering these questions honestly and thoughtfully, we can gain a deeper understanding of ourselves and our purpose. Self-reflection can also help us identify patterns of behavior and thought that may be holding us back. For example, we may realize that we have a tendency to seek validation from others, or that we have a fear of failure that is preventing us from pursuing our goals. By becoming aware of these patterns, we can take steps to overcome them and make positive changes in our lives. Taking quiet time to reflect can also help us cultivate mindfulness and presence. Mindfulness is the practice of being fully present and engaged in the current moment, without judgment or distraction. It is a powerful tool for reducing stress, improving focus, and enhancing overall well-being. To cultivate mindfulness, we can practice meditation or other forms of mindfulness exercises, such as deep breathing, body scans, or guided visualizations. We can also practice mindfulness in our daily activities, such as eating, walking, or washing dishes, by focusing our attention fully on the task at hand. Taking quiet time to reflect can also help us connect with our inner wisdom and intuition. Our intuition is the inner voice that guides us towards our true path and purpose. It is the part of us that knows what is best for us, even if we may not be consciously aware of it. To connect with our intuition, we can practice listening to our inner voice and trusting our gut instincts. We can also ask ourselves questions, such as, "What feels right to me?" or, "What is my heart telling me?" By tuning into our intuition, once we have identified our core values, we can prioritize them and use them as a guide for our actions and decisions. We can ask ourselves, "Does this action or decision align with my core values?" If the answer is no, then we know that it is not the right choice for us. Lesson 5. Practice saying no. One of the most challenging aspects of overcoming the disease to please is learning how to say no. Many of us have been conditioned to believe that saying no is selfish or impolite, but the truth is that saying no is a necessary and healthy boundary that allows us to prioritize our own well-being and happiness. Stoicism teaches us the importance of setting boundaries and saying no when necessary. The Stoics believe that we should not compromise our values or integrity for the sake of pleasing others. They believe that true wisdom comes from knowing when to say yes and when to say no. To practice saying no, we can start by identifying the situations that trigger our people-pleasing tendencies. We can then prepare ourselves for these situations by rehearsing our response and setting clear boundaries. For example, if we struggle to say no to social invitations, we can prepare a polite but firm response, such as, "Thank you for the invitation, but I have other plans that evening." We can also set a boundary by limiting the number of social events we attend each week. It's important to remember that saying no is not a rejection of the person or their request, but rather a reflection of our own priorities and values. We can still be kind and respectful in our response, while also being firm in our boundary. Another helpful strategy is to consider the opportunity cost of saying yes. Every time we say yes to one thing, we are saying no to something else. By saying yes to too many requests or commitments, we may be sacrificing our own time, energy, and well-being. To avoid this, we can ask ourselves, "What am I saying no to by saying yes to this request?" We can then weigh the pros and cons and make a decision that aligns with our priorities and values. It's also important to recognize that saying no can be empowering. When we say no to something that does not align with our values or priorities, we are saying yes to ourselves and our own well-being. We are taking control of our lives and making choices that reflect our true selves. Of course, saying no is not always easy, and it may take practice and courage to overcome the fear of disappointing others or being perceived as selfish. But with time and practice, we can develop the confidence and wisdom to say no when necessary and to prioritize our own well-being and happiness. In fact, setting boundaries and saying no can actually improve our relationships with others. When we are clear about our boundaries and priorities, we are more likely to attract people who respect and support us. We are also more likely to have the time and energy to invest in the relationships that truly matter to us. Lesson 6. Let values drive your decisions. One of the most important lessons for people pleasers is to let their values drive their decisions. This means making choices that align with their true priorities and principles, rather than trying to please others or seeking external validation. Stoicism teaches us that the key to a happy and fulfilling life is to live in accordance with our values. The Stoics believe that the only true good is a virtuous character, and that everything else is indifferent. They believe that we should strive to live in accordance with our values, regardless of the outcome. For example, if one of our core values is honesty, we may choose to speak up about a problem at work, even if it is uncomfortable or unpopular. If one of our core values is creativity, we may choose to pursue a passion project, even if it is risky or uncertain. It is important to note that letting our values drive our decisions does not mean that we should be inflexible or rigid. Stoicism teaches us to be adaptable and to accept change as a natural part of life. We should be willing to adjust our plans and goals based on new information or changing circumstances, as long as our decisions align with our values. Another important aspect of letting our values drive our decisions is to be mindful of our emotions. Emotions can be powerful and persuasive, but they can also cloud our judgment and lead us astray. Stoicism teaches us to recognize and manage our emotions so that we can make rational and informed decisions. For example, if we are feeling angry or upset, we may be tempted to make a rash decision that we will later regret. By taking a step back and calming ourselves down, we can assess the situation more objectively and make a decision that aligns with our values. Letting our values drive our decisions also requires courage and conviction. It can be difficult to stand up for what we believe in, especially when it goes against the opinions or expectations of others. But Stoicism teaches us that true wisdom comes from living in accordance with our values, regardless of the consequences. Lesson 7. Stop over-apologizing. Apologizing is an important part of maintaining healthy relationships and taking responsibility for our actions. However, when we over-apologize, we can undermine our own self-worth and send the message that we are not confident in our own abilities. Over-apologizing can also be a sign of people-pleasing, as we may feel the need to constantly apologize in order to avoid conflict or keep others happy. Stoicism teaches us to take responsibility for our actions, but also to recognize our own worth and value. The Stoics believe that true wisdom comes from knowing ourselves and living in accordance with our true nature. When we over-apologize, we are not living in alignment with our true selves, and we are allowing external factors to dictate our behavior. To stop over-apologizing, we need to first recognize when we are doing it. This may involve paying attention to our language and tone, and noticing when we are apologizing unnecessarily. For example, we may find ourselves apologizing for things that are beyond our control, such as the weather or traffic. Once we have identified our over-apologizing tendencies, we can start to reframe our language and mindset. Instead of automatically apologizing, we can take a moment to assess the situation and determine whether an apology is truly necessary. If we have made a mistake or caused harm, then a sincere apology is appropriate. However, if we are simply feeling self-conscious or anxious, then we may need to practice self-compassion and remind ourselves of our own worth. Another strategy for stopping over-apologizing is to focus on expressing gratitude instead. When we feel the urge to apologize, we can instead express appreciation for the other person or the situation. For example, instead of saying, "I'm sorry for being late," we can say, "Thank you for your patience." This shifts the focus away from our own perceived shortcomings and onto the positive aspects of the situation. It's also important to recognize that apologizing is not the same as taking responsibility. We can acknowledge our mistakes and take action to rectify them without constantly apologizing. In fact, over-apologizing can sometimes undermine our efforts to take responsibility, as it can make us appear insincere or unsure of ourselves. Finally, we need to remember that we are not responsible for other people's emotions or reactions. While it's important to be empathetic and considerate, we cannot control how others feel or behave. By letting go of the need to constantly apologize and please others, we can focus on living in alignment with our own values and priorities. So, over-apologizing is a common habit that can undermine our self-worth and contribute to people-pleasing tendencies. To stop over-apologizing, we need to recognize when we are doing it, reframe our language and mindset, express gratitude instead, take responsibility without constantly apologizing, and remember that we are not responsible for other people's emotions. By practicing these strategies, we can cultivate a greater sense of self-worth and live in alignment with our true nature.